Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Did you know Jesus would be severely criticized today? I'm not sure that Jesus would make it 3.5 years in the United States. We'd have killed him before that. Religion is terrible. Mark chapter 7, verse 13, Jesus said that you make the word of God of none effect through your traditions and doctrines of men. Before you can actually minister the truth to a person, you have to stand against some ungodly things. Some people say, but oh, I just want to be for things. I'm not against anything. You've got to be against something. One of the effects of salt is to kill infection, to kill bacteria. And I believe that we have been too hesitant to do that, to stand up, because of what it's going to cost us. Salt also preserves. Like, you know, before they had refrigeration, they used to put salt on beef and things like this, and they would salt it. And what it does, the reason it preserves the beef is because it kills any airborne bacteria or anything that tries to come against it and would begin to start making the thing spoil. And so even in, as you are killing the wrong things, you are preserving the thing that is supposed to be preserved. One of the reasons that our nation hasn't been preserved is because the body of Christ isn't salting it. We aren't standing up. We aren't taking a stand. We're afraid of people's criticism. We're afraid of family members. We're afraid that somebody is going to disapprove of what we've got to do. And again, I'd encourage you. Most of you probably wouldn't enjoy reading like Fox's Book of Martyrs or this thing where it's got 600 pages of people being martyred. But it would help your perspective to realize what the body of Christ has stood for. And you know, there's very, very few exceptions in the 200 pages that I've read that when the people stood and they glorified God and they died with dignity and praising God, with nearly very few exceptions, the jailers, the people who were crucifying them, would convert. And they would be put to death themselves. But you know what? They were changing people's lives because people were seeing the commitment that they had to the truth. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we just aren't standing up. It's not time for a new political push. Politics just reflect the morality of a nation. And the reason our politics are so bad today is because the morality of our nation hasn't been affected by the body of Christ. We're afraid to say things. Man, some of these denominations are trying to reach out and become inclusive, and so they reach out to some group that comprises only 5% or 10% of the population, and they drive away the 60 or 70%. Trying to reach them. And you know, this isn't only done on moral issues, but Jamie and I were talking about this. We were at a conference last week and they had a guy speak on the emerging church and being relevant. And it was a youth minister. And there's a place for that. Not everybody needs to sing the same music that I sing. Not everybody needs to dress the way that I dress. We need to be tolerant of other people. And I can agree with that. The message never changes, but the methods can change. I can agree with that in principle. But at the same time, we have tried to reach out and reach the young people by bringing their culture in. That I believe it's done damage. Jamie was just reading to me, I think it was at the Billy Graham magazine, Decision magazine, and they had one of the young singers in some kind of a music group. And they were asking her about some things, and she said she thinks that in an effort to reach out to the youth, that they've diluted and compromised the word so much, have brought it down to where it's entertainment and they aren't being fed. And you know, one of the statistics that I see in this thing that I read to you, one of the reasons that the young people are much, much, much more tolerant of gay issues, abortion, is because the young people have grown up with this. This is the culture that they've grown up with, and they haven't heard it spoken out against. They have, the children's ministry, youth ministry, has tried to reach out and become so relevant that they have become like the world. You know, as I was listening to this guy talk last week, we've had a lot of problems with our kids, and yet, man, I mean, he was talking about that we need to take control. You need to watch what's on the internet. You need to watch what's on their phone. You need to watch all of these things, which I agree with. But they didn't even have the internet when our kids were kids. They didn't have their own cell phones. They never listened to any music that we didn't approve. We controlled them and dominated them nearly 100%. You know where they got exposed to all of the ungodliness? Our kids? Children's church. Children's church brought in the secular music that we wouldn't let our kids listen to. Children's church brought in all of these attitudes, and in an effort to reach out and reach the hardcore kids, they exposed the ones that were being brought up in a godly home to a lot of ungodliness, and that's where our kids learned about all this kind of stuff. And so now we've had a generation of spirit-filled children's churches, and these are the ones who are saying that at 43%, it's fine to have sex with somebody of the same sex. In an effort to just conform and to blend in, we aren't being salt. Salt has to take a stand. Salt has to come against stuff that is infectious and that is wrong. And some people haven't gotten this message yet, but I tell you what, Satan is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. You know, I was thinking of that with Charlie and Jill when we went down to see them with Bo, and I know that Charlie and Jill are right in the midst of it. When you were singing that song tonight about God is my refuge, I was thinking about God used that song in my life big time. Big time. That's how Karis Bible College got started, is because I was sitting out on my rock singing Charlie's song, and boy, God spoke to me. And I thought of that, and then I was praying. I said, God, I pray that you're ministering to Charlie and Jill with that song tonight. You know, they're in a battle. And when I was down there to see Bo, it just reminded me that, man, Satan doesn't play fair. Satan is trying to kill us. Satan is trying to destroy you. If your life isn't a mess, just hold on. You are going to have a problem. And that's not a negative confession. That's just, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. We live in a fallen world. And the vast majority of people are not godly people. They aren't seeking God. We are actually a subculture. Christianity, this is not a Christian nation as far, I believe it was founded on Christian principles. I believe it's got a Christian foundation, but it is not operating godly. You know, when I go over to England, we got Carly and Ashley here and some other people from England, I believe, could verify that. Most of us are aware of some of the background, and there's been some godly things happen in England. There's been some tremendous moves of God, but you go over to England nowadays, and I guarantee you, it is a pagan country. It is a pagan country. It's ungodly. And America is headed that direction. And you know why? It's because the individual rank and file members haven't been taking a stand. We got to stand up. We are the only preserving thing. The reason that this nation is going the direction it's going is because the individual members, not just leaders. Again, I'm not trying to advocate any of my responsibility, and I'm going to say things, but you know what? It's every one of us. It's every one of us. If we were to start standing up for godliness, and there is a right and a wrong way to do it. You don't have to be mean-spirited about it. You can do it out of love. But we've got to stand up. And if you would start speaking the truth, it's amazing. God would be touching people's hearts. And the ones that God was dealing with, those people would come to you. And it would open up a door for us to be the salt and the light. And yet I believe that most of us are failing in this area. Many of us are really looking for God to supply something for us. We're looking for our own personal healing. We're looking for something else. But we can't forget these instructions of the Lord that we are the salt of the earth. We are God's only plan. There isn't another plan. You and I are it. And there are people today that are growing up with all of these standards that are so ungodly and so contrary to what God says. And unless some Christian stands up and makes a stand and does something, then you know what? How is God going to salt it? How's this effect going to take place in the earth? There isn't another way. We are it. And man, the little bit of criticism, the people speaking about you and misunderstanding you, is a small price to pay for people's lives being changed. You know, again, we've got a lot of people whose lives are being changed through this ministry. We get some of the greatest testimonies. I was thinking of Virginia and Caroline over here. And was it just last September or was it a year ago? Was it just last September? They gave me one of the greatest testimonies I've ever heard in my life. And I won't take time to give it. But they were in a terrible religious situation that was killing them. I mean, it was bad. And God supernaturally, she actually picked my program up off of her neighbor's satellite thing. And it was forbidden for them to watch television. And she started sneaking in and watching it. And Virginia got set free. And her all of the people in her church cut her off and acted like she was dead. But Caroline got hungry. And anyway, it's a great testimony about how God has set them free. And that is being reproduced thousands and thousands and thousands of times. People's lives are being changed. But you know, there's a lot of criticism that comes with it. And praise God, David now gets most of my criticism. My mother used to bring in all of the letters. As soon as somebody said, unless you give this to Andrew, you're going to die within 3 hours if you don't run in. She would run right in and hand it to me. Amen. I mean, that was an actual curse placed on the outside of the envelope. And you know what? I used to see every criticism. Now David sees them. And I only see them if there's something constructive I can do about it. Man, we get a lot of criticism. And over petty things and stuff. And so I'm aware of what goes on. But you know what? It's well worth the effort.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I know that many of you are being blessed through these teachings, and you see the benefit of it. You see the value of this. Wish that everybody could get it. You know, I feel called to reach the United States and the world with the gospel truth, and we are making major strides. We're now spending over $500,000 a month just in television and radio airtime. But I could easily be spending 4 times that much. There's that much available. We just need people to help us. If the Lord has blessed you through this program, I encourage you to become a monthly partner with us. And those of you who are already partners with us, praise God. Thank you for your support. And we just believe that we are going to reach out and cover this nation with the gospel truth.